Hello?
Hi, this is Alfred, Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you this. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. May I know what is your zip code?
13090.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yep.
Thank you. May I know what is the year of your birth?
73.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. May I know what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 or 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
7.
Thank you. I know it's a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Don't know yet.
I'm sorry?
Don't know yet.
Okay. And we said Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein.
I'm still undecided.
Thank you. Very much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Probably Williams, the incumbent.
And that's a Democrat or a Republican? I'm sorry.
Republican.
Thank you. And here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. First one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Next one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I don't have an opinion on abortion.
Thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortions legality? Legality. First one says, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Next one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Or, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Or, abortion is totally banned in New York.
It's the second one.
Thank you very much. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, or not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Indifferent.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing.
Thank you. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you undecided. Not vote? Thank you. Then if you had to choose, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't know. I'd have to see the measure first.
Okay, thank you. And here's the text of proposal number one. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections adds certain protections to the state bill rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A. Yes, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, or no, vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
Undecided.
Thank you so much. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose, will you vote yes or no on the ballot, or still undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Not a motivator.
Okay. And you said that it will be somewhat less motivated or much less motivated?
No. It's not a motivator. I would vote anyway.
You will vote? Okay.
Yeah.
It makes no difference, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, no difference. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Makes no difference, okay. And if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood
no difference.
To vote? Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
It's a state right. It's a state's rights issue.
State's rights issue? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, to the best of your knowledge,
halfway?
We're about 60%, a little bit more halfway. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
They want it accessible nationwide, the first one.
Thank you. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The state's rights issue, like the Supreme Court said.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
It's a state's rights issue, just like the Supreme Court said.
Okay. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it a requirement very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat important, unimportant, or very unimportant?
The second to last one.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Not important at all.
Thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm neutral because the Heritage Foundation is one of 400 think tanks in D.C. trying to push policy that won't get through unless it gets through Congress and the president signs it into law. So it's pretty much irrelevant.
Thank you. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and oppose the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Indifference.
Thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats in the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. First one says, for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Is that very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason? Or not a convincing reason at all?
Not really convincing, because they've had 50 years to make it a national issue, and they just blew it off. The Supreme Court's already decided it's a state suppressed issue, so therefore what any one politician says is irrelevant.
So not a very convincing reason? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And last one says, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for the Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you so much. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing is it to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. First one says, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not convincing.
Not a very convincing or not a very convincing reason at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Next one says, science tell us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Well, scientifically, that's correct, so that would be a good reason. Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And last one says, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. Is that a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you very much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
You already asked me that. Still 7.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way out, but the November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Gil State?
Still undecided.
Thank you. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Democrat, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein?
Still undecided.
Thank you. And if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I don't know yet. Undecided.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way out, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be your representative in Congress, Republican or Democrat?
Like I said the first time, the incumbent, who's a Republican, Williams.
Republican, thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children and under age 18?
Not that I know of.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Hetero.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
For whom did you vote?
Not telling you.
Thank you so much. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is five.
Over 40,000.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.